Here's that marching sound we're used to. August 31st, 2015, episode 44. This is the Hot Pod. Let's dance. As I said, episode 44, as the pro wrestling world turns, that's tonight's show.
Oh, okay, I thought that there was more.
Nope. Nope, that's it. As the pro wrestling world turns, that's tonight's show. Woo-hoo. There's a lot happening. I mean, there's a lot that's happened over the past weekend. There's a lot that's happening in the world of professional wrestling. And we just have a lot to do, so let's get this party started, and I'm gonna jump out the window.
Ooh. You can see him from here.
Bam, 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 bam.
Hashtag bam, bam.
I've just flapped my way. Flap, flap, flap. Like a bird, I flapped my wings and flew into the Icon Studio. And tonight I am one third of a trio known as the Hot Pod. But my name is Max. No, I'm not your baby's daddy.
But he could be.
Holiday.
And he should be.
He would be.
And he probably is.
No, none of that's happening. None of that's happening. But as you guys can tell, I am not alone. I am currently joined by myself and then... I hate it when he does that.
You or the other person in the studio with it.
Hey, watch the peel, okay? Watch the peel.
Peel that you do not want to steal, but you might want to feel. Holla at your boy. I'm Super Santana, the Big Banana Stocks, and I am here, bitches. I'm here. Yeah. Episode, what was it?
44. Episode 44. Cool.
44 as the wrestling world turns.
Pro wrestling world.
Pro.
We don't want to confuse it with any other wrestling world.
That's true. They crash test the rest. Hello. I'm Heather, bitches. Right, so, how about them Bulls? Is it even basketball season? I don't think so. Could be, I don't watch. I think it's football season, ain't it? What about the Bears? Kind of close something. You know, it's kind of a big thing. Oh, W. Speaking of Bears, I'm going to a Bears game this Thursday.
There was a felony.
Thursday.
Yeah, seriously, I'm curious who hacked the systems over here. Are we back on? Testing. It was Draven. He's sitting right next to me. I totally wish it was Draven. That was weird. We were, I don't even know where we were, and all of a sudden, like, blue screen of death across my entire computer. It was ridiculous.
Could have been Rada and Rada.
You know what? I believe it was Rada. That's exactly who it was. What are you doing, videotaping back there? Periscoping?
Periscoping since yeah. We've been down.
Oh, man. I got to tell you, that kind of sucked. It kind of blew the load, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, it blew the mood, you know. It's like when you're, you know.
Should we start over? I don't even know.
I mean, it's like you're porking a girl and you're giving it to her and then, you know.
Yeah.
He walks in. And then
it's like,
And she's like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you know what? I'm good. Man, that was bogus. I mean, we're sitting here talking, all of a sudden both my computer screens go blue, and it's like it's experienced some kind of malfunction, and I'm like, oh, shit. So I unplug everything from that computer and plug into my laptop really quick, and all of a sudden my laptop's like, whoa, what are you doing? I didn't sign up for this today. Before my laptop before my laptop could even get going, the other computer came back up just as quick, which really surprising considering my laptop's brand new and this computer's off the back of a work truck, if you will.
Nothing wrong with that, no.
Mm-mm. Nothing wrong with it at all. Oh, man, it sucked. We were finishing up intros. That's what we were doing. Okay.
Thank you. I wasn't going to say shit.
I guess you can introduce them.
Spectreman!
Ultraman.
Spectreman!
Ultraman!
In the flash, like a flame, faster than a plane.
Oh, wow, that's right. It's me, Mr. TCB, Johnny.
Wait for it.
How long?
Draven.
I wanted the echo effect. Draven.
That's bull. I figured you'd have taken your cue from the music being, you know, dropping.
Well, I'm periscoping too, so I wasn't.
Oh,
quite...
are you?
Yeah. See, you're on periscope.
Hey, what's up? What's up, periscope? What's up, Draven's periscope?
Steve Kane's the only one watching it right now.
Steve Kane's watching us do this show live right now. That's good. Hey, how you doing, Steve?
I bet he's touching himself.
Steve.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I found while waiting, actually while preparing for the show, was the Japanese intro to Spectreman. How awesome is this? I don't know if he should have came out to this one.
You know, when I was doing my tour of Japan with my boy 450,
yeah.
That's what I came out to.
Is this what you came out to?
Yeah.
How does one?
Go ahead.
I'm gonna get back to that. How does one become a dean, much less a dean of referees?
Why couldn't you be like the principal or the superintendent?
Hey,
that's what I'm saying.
Dean Cain, if you're listening, call us because we have a question for you. We want to know how it is. Go ahead, Starks, tell him.
Well, you could have been like the superintendent of referees, the vice principal of referees. Better yet, the principal of referees, but the dean? I mean, not even all schools have deans.
Right, I didn't even have it. I got a dean in high school, that's it.
I had a dean in high school.
Well, I had principals up until then.
Oh.
So, I mean, if your school technically didn't have a dean,
Yeah. I think he's going with the theory that most schools have deans, so.
Yeah, well, one shouldn't assume.
Well, it's pro wrestling, for God's sake. I've lost my voice. Don't make me yell at you tonight.
So what you're really saying is...
I had a rough weekend, man. With no help from Mr. TCV.
I said...
I know.
Today, Junior.
I was handling business. I was taking care of it, as I would say.
You know what?
That's why I had my boy, Mr. Roth, fill in.
You know, the most exciting news that came out of the weekend is the fact that there's going to be Hollywood Icon merch now.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah.
The most exciting news out of the whole weekend is that Draven didn't show up this Saturday.
Oh.
That was the most exciting news.
That's not cool.
I had a way better weekend than he did.
he didn't want to assume the manager, second manager position.
Okay. He has been
Nick H. Oh, wait, he's with us. I'm sorry. Some old guy.
I was going to say, no, you've moved to third. You are now the third manager of the Icon.
No, I will take over for Virgil. I will be the head of security.
That's BPB.
So you can't take his position, man.
Yeah, how did he snake his way back in?
I don't know. Did you get Ross?
I thought you future endeavored him on the internet.
He snaked his way in Ross' leg.
Well, wait. You can be the dean of the Icons.
No.
Yeah, the dean. The iconic dean.
No, nay, because Mr. Holliday is the fearless leader. I don't want to confuse people.
Yeah. Well, no, he doesn't want to confuse people. That's why we call them the mother.
Queen Mother, whatever.
He didn't want to confuse anybody.
Queen Mother.
I will always be the Queen Mother of the Icons.
I haven't said that in a long time.
Oh, my God. I went back and watched old videos of him. This is the Queen Mother. I'm like,
my Kesha phase?
Yeah. I'm not really... Was that Kesha that brought that on? It's not what I was thinking about when I heard... Queen Mother.
Oh, this is sweet.
Coming to the ring, the iconic Queen Mother, Johnny Draven.
Friday night. I mean,
the Dean of the Icons.
Nay, sir. You can jive. Having the time of your life. See that girl?
Who are they pointing at? I'm curious.
Me, the Queen Mother.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Draven's going to play into the whole trans thing.
I was cool before cool was cool. Mr. Holliday.
You were never cool. Never cool.
You know who was never cool? Some big banana. How was your weekend?
Well, it was an epic weekend of all proportions, except for, let's put it this way. Saturday, it was the dean of wrestling events for Anarchy.
The dean of wrestling events?
It was the dean of wrestling events.
Anarchy Rising 5, the Berwyn Eagles Club. We tore the roof off that bitch. We packed it. Not an empty seat in the house. Like I said, we tore the roof off that bitch. And it was an epic night. Epic night all around. And I am not going to spoil most of it, but I am going to say that we have a two new champions. One, Marcelo Spade, has finally reached his goal and came to the top of the Cruiserweight Championship mountain and became the new Anarchy Pro Cruiserweight Champion. And he did it in the ladder match in very, very good fashion, might I say.
No, it was a good match.
What is a cruiserweight?
Somebody that doesn't look like you.
Mexicans?
Yikes.
Are all Mexicans cruiserweight?
You know, it's funny, before we came on the air, Draven goes, you know, I sure hope that some of the things I say don't come back to haunt me when I decide to run for political office.
You going for office too?
No, I'm gonna let it burn for like
Are you gonna be Kanye's vice president?
I will never sit second fiddle to Kanye.
I think it's hilarious that Kanye said he's going to run.
In 2020 or this year?
2020.
Oh, that's the first, that would be the first eligible presidential election I could run in, because you have to be over 35.
Yeah. He announced last night. You didn't hear it? Oh, my God.
No, and I also didn't see Miley Cyrus's boob.
I didn't hear it, see that either.
Is it Miley Cyrus?
I don't know.
I heard it peeked out and winked at everybody.
I heard Janet Jackson's pissed off because she's still shunned because of her boobie at the Super Bowl. And, you know, this Coco's just whipping hers out.
Oh, that's awesome.
I actually thought it was really, really funny that Nicki Minaj got all ganked up in that bitch.
Oh, dude.
I did see Kim Kardashian, and yes, she did look like Danny DeVito's penguin.
God, it was horrible. When she looks like that, she needs to just stay the fuck inside, because I don't nobody want to see that shit.
Yeah, well, I saw a video of her doing squats and stuff. It wasn't bad. I mean, she was even pregnant. It was weird.
That's a fetish, dude.
I was saying, are you into those Pegos?
I'm gonna make it a. I'm gonna make.
He just likes when he feels that extra hand in there.
Bang got to work. Grab it at the top, absolutely. Pinch it at the tip before you roll it down. I'm trying to find some audio.
All I know
here.
Is
you're telling
Nicki
her
Minaj. Nicki Minaj accepted her award and was like, "So back to the bitch. I was talking shit in the press. What's good, Miley?" And, you know, she gave her the gangster look, like, "What's up, bitch?"
Yeah, I saw that. I wasn't impressed.
Me neither.
I wasn't impressed. This one's digging through a bag of donuts.
I mean, who was
I don't know. I mean, you know, I personally think it was all work.
Hollywood, the work?
I personally thought the whole thing was a work.
Crueler.
That's what everybody's saying about this murder.
Here, let me shut your. Here you go. I'm gonna shut your mic off, that way you don't hear the bag.
The whole shooting in Virginia, whatnot. Everybody's saying that's a word.
Yeah. Whatever. That's.
What's your opinion?
It was real.
What's your opinion? Is it a word?
No, that's not
real.
It's real. Come on, people are dead, for God's sake. It was fake. Why is the hand white?
How do you know? Have you seen the bodies?
Are you fucking kidding me?
I saw them at the VMAs.
Have you physically seen
the
bodies?
Eat your crueler, there. Eat your crueler.
Nobody's in the corner.
No, I have not seen the bodies, but...
Okay. But how do you know they're really dead?
They're dead.
We all found out Sandy Hook was a work.
Word.
Sandy Hook wasn't a work.
Turn my mic up.
It was, just, though. It was confirmed.
Who confirmed it? Who confirmed it?
9/11.
It was a sham.
Sometimes I feel like, you know, all this they run about beef and all that, sometimes I feel like I died for the artist's opinion. I'm not no politician, bro. And yes, as you probably could have guessed by this moment, I have decided in 2020 to run for president.
Jesus.
Yep. President Kanye West.
Kanye Tula.
Kanye West for president. Taylor Swift looks more surprised than Kim Kardashian.
George Bush don't care about black people.
Sometimes I feel like, you know, all this they run about beef.
Chill out, Kanye.
Seriously, Kanye. No reason for all that. What were you saying now?
I'm just saying it's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, everybody's trying to run for fucking president.
Yeah, I don't see nothing. Hey, let Kanye run. It was funny because my kid's like, I'll vote for Kanye. And you know what the fucked up part is? By the time that happens, she could actually do that.
Yep. I will be gladly living in Canada right now.
This is going to start a fucking frenzy of fucking people that want to be president. Number one, I forget who the fuck it was. Arnold Schwarzenegger or something. Quite a number of years back was running for president. And all of a sudden it just stirred up this fucking huge crazy fuckingness of everybody started running for fucking president. I mean, I think there was even a fucking porn star that was running for fucking president. I'm not even bullshitting you. And it's just, I mean, come on. First of all, Donald Trump was a far-fetched, but, I mean, now you're going as far as the lengths of saying, you know, Kanye fucking West, really?
I hate the way they portray us in the media. If you see a black family, it says they're looting.
Kanye.
The white family, it says they're looking for food. And you know, it's been 5 days because most of the people are black. And even for me to complain about...
What the hell are you talking about,
I've
dude?
I've tried to turn away from the...
What is he talking about now?
Because it's too hard
Gibberish.
To watch.
Put him back in the closet. Kanye. Kanye. Put him back in the closet, damn
right
it.
Right now to see what is the biggest amount I can give.
Oh, my God. Kanye just needs to go away.
Thank God. Did you mute him? Thank God.
Yeah, we locked
the show.
We've locked him back in the closet with who's in there? R. Kelly and
end up being the most tragic.
Yeah, thank you.
Willie.
Okay. Willie, I believe it is.
George Bush doesn't care.
Whoa!
About black people.
Whoa!
Oh, you're back
Whoa!
On that.
Whoa, Kanye.
All lives matter, Kanye.
Without black people.
What?
All lives matter.
Mm-mm. Okay. I think we need to move on with the show. I believe it's that time.
What time is that?
I believe it's that time.
What time?
Actually, there's something that I did want to talk about. Whoa, hey! It's enough.
How enough was it? What are we doing?
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
Emotional and apologetic in the face of a scandal that has many questioning whether he's a racist. The wrestling star heard in recently leaked audio using the N-word during portions of a secretly recorded tape from 2007.
Hulk Hogan's here! Hulk Hogan is in the building!
With his signature leg drop, horseshoe mustache, and unrivaled strength, 12-time world champion Hulk Hogan single-handedly transformed wrestling into a global phenomenon.
Unbelievable!
Today, he's fighting to maintain his legacy.
Can we stop for a second?
Terry Bollea, the man behind the once indestructible Hulkster, letting his guard down.
Out of everything that I've been through, this one hit me probably the hardest.
Wiped from the WWE Hall of Fame last month after portions of his conversation during a secretly recorded private encounter were leaked by the National Enquirer. On it, Bollea caught using racial slurs.
I was at the lowest point of my life to the point where I want to kill myself.
You were suicidal.
Yes, I was. And I was very mad at my daughter for really no reason. I was upset over a situation that happened between her and her boyfriend, and I had no idea I was being taped.
On the tape, he refers to his daughter's then-boyfriend using the N-word.
Are you a racist?
No, I'm not. I'm not a racist. I never should have said what I said. It was wrong. I'm embarrassed by it. But a lot of people need to realize that you inherit things from your environment. And where I grew up was South Tampa, and it was a really rough neighborhood, very low income. And all my friends, we greeted each other saying that word. The word was just thrown around like it was nothing.
Is it fair to say that you inherited a racial bias?
I would say that is very fair. The atmosphere, the environment I grew up in, all my white friends, all my black friends, to hear the word on a daily basis when they'd greet me in the morning, that's what they'd say to me. Good morning, so-and-so. I think that was part of the culture and the environment I grew up in.
For fans who feel let down by you, do you ask their forgiveness?
Oh my gosh, please forgive me. Please forgive me. I'm a nice guy. It's not, you know, not the Hulk Hogan that rips the shirt off and bang, 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 slams giants. You know, I'm Terry Bollea. I'm just a normal man.
But the WWE, not taking the risk, fired him.
Everything I've done, my whole career, my whole life, was like it never happened.
Your image, your likeness, your name erased.
Yeah, like I'd never existed.
That had to hurt.
Oh my gosh, it was devastating.
Many industry bigwigs now coming to his defense, and his daughter, Brooke.
Your daughter posted a beautiful poem on Facebook. If you knew the dad I knew, you'd know he raised me well. He taught me folks are so much more than shades could ever tell.
Yeah, and if anybody should have disowned me, it should have been her. You know, she should have been the one. She should have been the one to throw me out like the trash, but instead she showed me more love than anybody.
What did Brooke say to you?
Well, could we stop for a second?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Okay.
How has Brooke helped you through this?
She's been so supportive. She was the direction of my attack. You know, I was not so mad at her boyfriend. I was mad at her. You know, and she instantly said, I don't even need to forgive you because I'm not mad at you.
Now the man known for his superhuman strength is wrestling with turning this negative into a positive.
Just because a person makes a mistake, just don't throw them away. You don't throw good people away. If everybody at their lowest point was judged on one thing they said, and all of a sudden your whole career was wiped out today because of something you said 10 or 20 years ago, it'd be a sad world. People get better every day. People get better.
Hogan told me the day he was fired from the WWE was the greatest day of his life because the truth literally set him free. He's dedicated to raising awareness about the impact of racial slurs and working to rebuild trust with his fans and his daughter.
This is great. And when I'm not trying to push old ladies in traffic, and when I'm not grinding up my competition, I'm listening to the Hot Pod.
You gotta love Grin, man.
You're welcome for that.
Oh, come on now. Yeah, you did book Grin. It was. Go ahead. You had a nice little story on how that happened.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna spice it up and totally lie about how we met for the interview. So it sounds good, right?
Okay.
That's what we do in radio.
Right.
Okay.
Kind of like your weekend.
Yeah, we never got to
it. Nope.
No. But you're welcome for. You're welcome. You are a welcome for getting Grin to do the interview.
I appreciate it.
The first time. After winning the Pro Wrestling Blitz World Heavyweight Championship belt.
He was our...
We got him before.
Right.
Any other world got him.
You're absolutely right. He was the first...
We were the first.
I'm sorry. We were the first interview he did after winning the title. So, Take that, One Gimmick World.
Yeah.
Whatever. Whatever. Anyways. So what about that Hogan interview, man?
You know what I got to say about that?
What's that?
Is this was illegally recorded because he was, wasn't he in his own house, in the comfort of his house?
I'm starting to think that he wasn't, and I'm thinking he was in Bubba the Love Sponge's house.
Oh.
Banging Bubba the Love Sponge's wife.
Really?
Yeah, that's what the sex tape was. Was him banging Bubba the Love Sponge's wife.
I don't... there goes my whole argument, so I don't... I don't know.
It may have been in Hogan's house. I don't know. What is that? Do you know, Starks? Do you know any better than I do?
No, this would be the first time I've ever heard of Bubba the Love Sponge.
Really?
You never heard of him before?
Thank God.
He's on the Howard Stern Show and all that?
He's got a radio show.
On Sirius.
Yeah, I think is that Sirius?
Yeah.
Here you go.
Baba Booey, Baba Booey.
It's not a story about Hulk Hogan. It's not a story about Hulk Hogan being racist. This is a story about Bubba the Love Sponge slowly ruining his idol's existence. Bubba the Love Sponge, Hulk Hogan, at one point Hulk Hogan's best friend. And is that not a dream? If you grow up watching Hulk Hogan as a little Hulkamaniac, and one day eventually you get to grow up and be best friends with Hulk Hogan himself, you're a Hulkamaniac number one. So you're hanging out with Hulk Hogan. It even gets to the point where he brings him on television and with him. So fucking Bubba the Love Sponge is living a dream. He grows up loving Hulk Hogan, becomes friends with Hulk Hogan, then eventually gets to be a part of TNA wrestling with Hulk Hogan. Like,
is that really any prestige? Like, yeah, you're with Hulk Hogan, but you're also on TNA television. Like, TNA will literally let anybody on their TV show.
Yeah, but if your name's Bubba the Love Sponge, then you're fucking happy to be on any TV.
But people will just confuse him with the wrestler Bubba Ray. I thought they were the same person until you said the Love Sponge. Obviously, of the historic American family, the Love Sponges.
It would be a weird twist if he went down the fucking Love Sponge angle after Bubba Ray. So Bubba the Love Sponge, living the dream, friends with Hulk Hogan. The only way this dream could be even better is if somehow Bubba the Love Sponge can watch Hulk Hogan fuck his wife. So, because Bubba the Love Sponge...
I don't know, that might make the dream a little too weird. I grew
Doesn't
up
make
liking
it weird?
This guy. I'm now best friends with him. He
You're
brings
fucking
me on
my
television.
Wife.
Ah, now he's fucking my wife. Like, I love this guy. I watched this guy body slam Andre the Giant. Oh, now he's fucking my wife. Go Hulkster.
See, for anyone else, that's a horror story. But Bubba the Love Sponge, he's a little cucky boy. So he likes to watch his wife getting fucked by someone. And who could
be
better to fuck
his
wife than his idol, the Hulkster himself,
I'd do her.
Hulk Hogan.
I'd do her too.
Hulkamania is running wild on his wife's vagina.
Yeah,
happy about
brother.
That?
Yeah, but what happens if you realize that Hulk Hogan is... He just sucks at sex. Let's say he came in 3 minutes. Had to take a break every 2 seconds. Just like, all right,
that's awesome.
I need to catch my breath. It's like, what if you realize Hulk Hogan is not a satisfying lover? That'll bring down all those WrestleMania memories.
I guess so, but I think his like 12-inch thermos-sized cock just makes up for that. You're just watching your wife take a 12-inch Hulk Hogan dick. This is the happiest boy on earth. This is a young man. When he was a 10-year-old boy, he sat there dreaming. It's like, one day, I'm going to be friends with Hulk Hogan.
He's
going to
fuck
day,
my wife.
He's going to fuck the shit out of my wife. I don't know if
he was a happy...
So there you go. There's the story on how that happened.
Wow, that's pretty horrible.
So, Chris Jericho. Would you let Chris Jericho fuck your wife?
No.
I didn't think so. It's just really weird. Really weird.
Yeah, it's pretty damn weird.
Ugh.
Who does that?
Apparently, Bubba the Love Sponge. Oh, that's awesome.
I idolize, Hulk Hogan ever since I was a kid, and I actually have this really, really badass fucking oil painting of him. And
have a very badass oil painting of Hulk Hogan.
One day I'm going to get that signed, by the way. But anyway,
What are you ugh in back there, man?
Hulk Hogan.
Why? Hulk Hogan's it's like the godfather of wrestling. I can't believe they wiped him from the fucking WWE Hall of Fame. How do you do that?
I don't know. Ask Benoit.
They gave him the Benoit treatment.
Yeah, for saying the N-word? Really?
Ninja?
Ninja? I find that to be appalling. So many people don't even care about that. That's the best part. No one really cares.
Unless you're black.
Black people don't even care. None of them I've talked to.
Are you saying black people don't care about black people?
Did it sound like I said that?
Kinda.
Nah. I don't think so.
I'm just saying.
But I think it's about time that we take our little break. We take.
Oh my god.
So.
Oh.
You feel better? Do you? I want to know. I have kayfabe news. I have kayfabe news.
I had kayfabe news.
Do you have angry rants?
I thought you were doing angry rants.
Yeah. You're just back there going, hey, it's not going to pass itself.
The kidney stone?
Yeah. Yeah, see, you heard that chuckle from Starks because he knows. What's Draven good for? Just sitting in the background going, hey, it's time to take a break.
Is it? Is it time to take a break?
It is time to take a break. All right, I got kayfabe news. Unfortunately, these guys, Starks at least shows up.
I got a rant.
Do you?
A rant, even.
Draven, he... I gotta admit though, he came with coffee and a bag of donuts.
And I'm paying the bills.
And he's apparently paying the bills. but yeah, I got desperate WWE signs two more TNA castoffs.
You are.
Some bitch turned lengthwise removed from Candy Ass. And the amazing rookie became number one contender after his very first WWE match. That is your kayfabe news tonight.
Technically, I'm paying the bills because if you look my information. If you want to get technical.
Okay. Here we go. Here we go.
He should just be happy for equal opportunity employment.
I appreciate that.
Equal opportunity employment?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
I appreciate this.
Ah, yes. The Lunatic Wrestling Federation really owns the stream area that you're listening to the Hop On.
Kids. Slangin' until you get Hot Pod.
You're listening to the Hot Pod.
Ooh, all right, you're listening to the Hot Pod. Ooh, all right.
Who misses Carsall?
Nah,
anybody. Yeah, I wonder what happened to Carsall.
Oh, I don't know what happened to Carsall. I will tell you, though, what happened to me this weekend.
If you have a girl, pounds up a bathroom, son. I got 99 pounds, but a bitch ain't one.
The Icons came back together to conquer and destroy. That did happen. That did happen. Saturday at Anarchy Rising 5, the Icons were reunited with Joey Ross, BPB, and now Jack Carpenter and Mason Conrad.
Two very prestige additions.
Oh, very much so. Very much so. And those gentlemen helped in paving the path for myself to become the two-time Anarchy Pro Heavyweight Champion. Thank you very much.
The only two-time Heavyweight champion.
The only. It appears that Draven has locked himself out.
You did it all without Draven's help.
I did. One last time. Well, wait, where'd it go? Oops, that was the wrong one. I almost played the wrong one.
If you have a girl, pounds up a bathroom, son. I got 99 pounds, but a bitch ain't one.
Anybody out?
The world thought he was finished. The great Napoleon, crushed, sentenced to life in exile.
Hello.
The Allied forces of Europe thought they'd seen the last, but they were wrong.
I don't know what Mr. Halliday's doing over here.
Mr. Halliday?
He fell asleep at the wheel. No lie.
Fell asleep at the wheel.
Yeah.
Wake him up.
I can't. I've been trying.
What's his ass up? What'd you do to him? Tranquilizer?
Roofied him, but, you know, the show must go on, as they say.
Horse tranks?
Where do we leave off at?
I think we left off at it being the most iconic night, the iconic ever. And that if anybody ever missed it, that they were ever truly an icon. Wait a minute.
How come you weren't out there celebrating?
That's what I said. Damn it. Well, I was off to the side.
The far side?
No. I was very close, but still off to the side. Doing my nomad thing, you know. I'm part of the crew, but I had to nomad it.
Here you go, buddy.
Nice. He woke up.
He's a wakey wakey eggs and bakey.
Wakey wakey eggs and bakey.
How do you feel, Mr. Holland?
You know what? I'm going to use a line that was used on me earlier. Some people's kids.
I need my mic turned on.
Jesus Christ, man. You don't know how to turn your own microphone on?
No, that's why I was talking on yours. It was awkward leaning over you.
Jesus.
I roofied you, I'm sorry.
Some... What the fuck is this?
How was your name? It was going when I walked in, so I just stopped it. Well, I mean walked in when I couldn't wake you up.
Yeah, whatever. God, to hell in a handbasket. To hell in a handbasket.
This is what the people like.
This is not what the people like.
This is real.
Who's doing lines?
Off strippers' legs.
What?
Mr. Holliday did.
What are you talking about?
Lines off strippers' legs.
I did not. I was going to blow.
No, you licked it. I saw you.
Yeah, get out of here. You know I don't do that shit.
But it does you.
I'll tell you who did do it, though. I'll tell you who did do it.
Oh, no.
No.
Yeah, no, Johnny Draven did it.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he did.
Do you want to know who really did it?
Yeah, who really did it?
I don't know. He might have a job.
Okay, well, you better watch yourself.
Shake your ass.
Take it easy, or I'm going to send you to Nebraska.
What's don't be there? A Draven.
I know, right?
Well, I'm happy being a Draven as long as I'm never a Rada.
Hey, okay, let's change the subject really quick. Detroit at the Satanic Church.
Detroit what?
The Detroit Satanic Church.
Detroit what?
Yeah, okay, enough. The Detroit Satanic Church unveiled their bronze satanic statue, and
but
of course,
it's not staying there.
Huh?
It's not staying there. They're moving.
It's not. But they still unveiled it, and I had a girl go and talk to some people. She's really good. She's professional. Little intern
well,
action.
How's her interviewing skills though?
Her oral skills are very, very good. But she's very good at her job, too. Listen to what happened.
Is she allowed to eat bacon?
Steve Sander, Detroit police say this was a relatively peaceful event. There were a few protesters early on that tried blocking the doors so people couldn't get in to get tickets. They were told to step back, which they did. The Satan statue will be unveiled tonight at a secret location. As a small group of protesters prayed, hundreds waited for tickets to the unveiling of an 8-foot-tall bronze statue of a goat-headed Satan. Most of the people here agree with the teachings of the Satanic Temple, the group responsible for the event.
The reason I'm playing this is the guy coming up.
It's fantastic.
He's amazing.
We get to experience this. And we get to
after
see
this broad. Listen to him.
I'm Boinker.
I'm just excited to see my Lord and Savior Baphomet represented in such glorious Italian stone. And that my allegiance is recognized. I don't know. Notice me, senpai. Notice me.
Notice me, apple pie. Notice me.
It's here. It's in Detroit.
Do it again. Listen.
That, like, we get to experience this, and we get to see this amazing statue be unveiled for all the world to see.
I'm just excited to see my Lord and Savior Baphomet represented in such glorious Italian stone. I do hope his eyes gaze upon me, and that my allegiance is recognized. I don't know. Notice me, senpai. Notice me.
Notice me, apple pie. Notice me.
I love it. I love it.
If only the people
in notice me.
If only the people in podcast land could see the facial expressions when he's talking.
The facial expressions. It doesn't even matter what he says is good enough for me.
He's
man.
Like a Down syndrome.
Excited to see my Lord and Savior Baphomet represented in such glorious Italian stone. I do hope his eyes gaze upon me and that my allegiance is recognized. I don't know. Notice me, senpai. Notice me.
He looks like a fat Tom Cruise with a beard.
Right, but he's talking almost like a Nick Cage.
Yeah.
You don't get a Nick Cage vibe when he
talks? Yeah, I guess so.
Notice me, apple pie.
My Lord and Savior Baphomet represented in such glorious Italian stone. I do hope his eyes gaze upon me and that my allegiance is recognized. Notice me, senpai. Notice me.
Notice me, apple pie. Notice me.
That's awesome. Oh, that's awesome.
Like, if that doesn't holler fruitcake at you, then I don't know what does.
All right, one more time.
Better to see my Lord and Savior Baphomet represented in such glorious Italian stone.
Glorious.
I do hope his eyes gaze upon me and that my allegiance is recognized. Notice me, senpai. Notice me.
Notice me, senpai. Notice me.
So is he saying all dagos are Satanists? Because it's made from glorious Italian stone.
I don't know.
Notice me, apple pie. Notice me.
I have no clue.
Weirdo is that guy. I mean, can you imagine living with a motherfucker like that? Notice me, MaxiPad. Notice me.
MaxiPad. You did not put the toilet paper going the right way. Notice how it's supposed to go on top. Notice.
Oh, man. That's not even right.
Jasmine.
I actually...
Gaze upon me with your glorious German eyes. Notice me, Jasmine. Notice me.
With your beautiful Italian stone.
I actually did one time.
A boy?
No.
That's a nice segue.
It was that one time.
La 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 la.
Oh, that's
notice
great.
No, Polly, notice me.
Kick 'em when they're up, kick 'em when they're down.
Yeah. I'm in charge. I'll tell you what though.
We don't pay him, right? Because we technically future endeavored him. So he's like freelancing it. He's not even a nomad. He's like a freelance.
Let me just tell you that we went out there with a plan, and he did none of what he was supposed to do.
So he's getting kicked out again.
I said, make sure my chain does not go to the back. I need that for my match. Make sure it's in the corner so I can get to it. When it came time for me to get to my chain...
Notice me, Maxie. Notice me.
There was no chain for me to use.
See, at least I could fulfill those obligations.
Ridiculous. Hey, Beast's version of the match did made it online. And the...
It was... Would you say that match was on fire?
Yeah, for sure. I'm just curious what was going through the
mind.
This is a little, I guess, I don't know how you... I and Joey Roth were told to go 100.
We were really not keep it 100?
I'm not sure what that means. We were like, go 100. Like, okay, done.
Keep it 100.
Next thing you know, a fireball's in the face.
I can't stand it. You know what? No. Don't hit me no. Don't hit me no music. Here's my angry man. Angry. Okay. All these fuckers. That gotta communicate through emoji. like you know, they'll be like, hey, you did a great job. Clap, hand to hand, thumbs up, eyes popping. You know, like come on. Oh, they'll be like, yeah, I'm gonna keep it. And then there's a 100 sign.
Underline. It's
not
a big
that
100 sign.
Exactly. I know you've seen that stupid bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
So all you fuckers out there that are communicating through emojis, suck my fucking nuts. You've been thunderstruck.
Matt Holliday here. Do me a quick favor if you haven't already. Go over to Facebook and like us at facebook.com/TheHopPod. And follow us on Twitter and Instagram at The Hop Pod. It's that easy.
Swear to God, it is. What were you going to say before your phone went off?
What were you going to say before you started dying coughing?
Nothing. I was playing a sweeper. I was pressing buttons here, pressing buttons over here.
Wow.
Why is Draven never angry?
Draven's never angry. You want to know why Draven's never angry? Because
I have a best friend like Max Holliday.
He's constantly text messaging during the show. Here's what he does. He sits next to me and goes, it's not going to pass itself. He's talking about the kidney stones. And then he's texting all night. You know, you would think these broads that he's texting, all two
Whoa.
Of them.
Whoa. Don't be a Jew, sir.
I will tell you this much.
Tell me it in Yiddish.
People know.
I'm translating.
that.
Hashtag Louder Free 2015.
Hashtag
Louder Free 2015.
Hashtag
Louder Free 2015.
Yeah, Rada Free. You know who, speaking of Rada, you know who we saw this weekend?
Rada.
The ex-Mrs. Rada.
Ooh.
At the Anarchy Pro Show.
You saw Machine?
Ba-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
I almost got Rickrolled twice.
Almost. It almost happened to you.
That was like a 1.2 Rickroll.
Yeah. No, we saw Mrs. X Rada.
Do we have details?
Was
it too small? Was she so unsatisfied she had to say, I'm done?
Yeah.
What? Wait,
you almost fell out of his seat.
Wait. Exactly. Strike that. Would it be a boy or a girl you were?
Boy.
What?
Rumors are, you know, abundant. I actually, when...
He's a coke-hooker?
No.
He's a hooker?
Oh my god.
I heard Mike Anthony is a hooker. Who the fuck just called?
Oh my god. This is really horrible.
Who just called? Whoever just called, call back.
I hope it's not Mike Anthony. I just heard he was a hooker.
I'm not saying a fucking word.
I'm gonna leave.
Oh my god.
Wait.
Oh my god.
I'm not trying to disrespect anybody. I'm just trying to figure this story out.
Oh my god.
I wasn't there. I was taking care of business. And either somebody has a cold. Exactly. Or somebody's a snow princess, and I want to know who. Oh! Look at the. Everything's lighting up. I bring ratings, bitches.
Oh my gosh.
You do it. I don't get what we're talking about. Explain to me.
Okay.
No princess.
Oh man.
Supreme.
Fucking A, dude.
Hashtag Louder Free 2015. Hashtag Louder Free 2015.
Hashtag Louder Free 2015.
You can't write that shit. You can't write that shit. Sorry, Rada.
What happened?
You guys are killing me.
Are you okay?
Fucking killing me.
What's that?
No.
Dude, that shit's like an A&E program right there, man.
So, we saw Mrs. X Rada.
Machine.
No. She came up to Anarchy and brought her new Rada with her. And I kind of scolded her for it.
Already?
Yeah.
There's like no...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's no grace pair.
No. Well, there was no grace period with Rada between Rada and the fucking, you know.
She's like, guys, I'm jumping on board with your campaign. And now we're out of free. 2015.
Hashtag Rada Free 2015. Hashtag Rada Free 2015.
Hashtag Rodder Priest 2015.
Maybe we should invite him back to the show.
This is the only thing. This is horrible. We should invite him back to the
horrible. So
nothing's been said that's bad. Nothing has been said here that's bad.
Just tell me that Rotter is not the dean of cocaine.
No, Rotter's not the dean of cocaine. Where did you get that at?
I just saw a text come through.
Did you just get a text from him?
Yeah. He said he's going to slaughter me.
For real?
After he does lines off my...
You're a fucking liar.
Oh, my God. Don't do this to me, no more.
God. Whew. All right.
They could be talking about us tomorrow. Whew.
Yeah, no.
Well, they already start tonight. Could you?
You're talking about
you. I didn't say nothing. No, my Twitter's blowing up. It's not that. It's whoever's running Anarchy Pro's thing is going to town right now. Yes, we will. Okay.
So,
sorry. They said, will the icons continue their takeover? Duh.
Anywho, we're saying that there's no grace period. Mrs. X Rada.
Yeah, Mrs. X Rada was there with her new Rada. And
is it just as Rada-ish as the old Rada?
No, it's like a fucking old dude. Really.
Oh, so this guy's got money.
Old biker dude. I don't know if he has money, but you know, whatever. You know, I kind of feel bad though. I mean, what'd they date for?
Weren't they getting married?
Yeah, they were supposed to get married. Like,
see, and this is why
this year or next year.
I think he was trying to take offense to what I was talking about. Like,
they were getting married.
No, they were.
Those were his kids, right?
Well, not
no.
his.
Right. No, I know. I mean, I know.
He's claiming them.
Right. I mean, not even on taxes, right?
Not even on taxes.
So he's not even claiming them in the good way.
No, that's what I meant.
He was claiming them on taxes.
No, was he?
Yeah.
I don't think
so.
Oh, well, that's going to hurt this year.
Yeah, it's going to suck.
He might have 2/3 of the year, though, so.
Yeah.
I hope so, because otherwise this guy's going to keep getting screwed.
I mean, I feel bad. I was like, I really felt shitty when I saw a dude. I was like, are you kidding me? What'd you bring him here for?
Somebody should send Rada a pick-me-up.
Like a whore?
Or an 8-ball pool table.
A
pool table, you know, with, you know, a one ball, a two ball.
In the wrestling ring. In the wrestling ring. Bumps in the wrestling ring.
I don't know what that was.
See, this is where you need, what was that clown from Death Clock?
I do cocaine!
Why?
Just because it'd be funny.
It's, no, wouldn't he?
There's no reason for it.
There is none. You're over here making accusations.
I don't know anything about this situation. You just whispered in my ear what really happened, and I think that's shitty. But the first half hour of this conversation, I was totally unaware of anything I was saying. I was trying to piece
it. Ridiculous.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, where our friends at kayfabenews.com send us their top headlines, and we give them to you here on the Hot Pod. Coming in for our curtain jerk tonight, desperate WWE signs two more TNA casts off. World Wrestling Entertainment has once again demonstrated its desperation to lure marquee talent away from total nonstop action. With the recent signing of Team 3D, now called the Dudley Boys, so let's not confuse them. WWE is notorious for scooping up any talent that has been discarded by the superior Nashville-based promotion, then suddenly repackaging them, the wrestlers, that is, to avoid being sued by TNA over copyright infringement. The signing of the Dudleys came on the heels of WWE's acquisition of Sting, another former TNA star who appeared earlier this year at WrestleMania, WWE's half-assed version of TNA's Bound for Glory. Other than other TNA has-beens who have sought one last glimmer of the spotlight in WWE include Consequences Creed, now called Xavier Woods, Christian Cage, now called Christian, Black Rain, now known as Goldust, Ron the Truth Killings, or better known as R-Truth, and Samoa Joe, now called Roman Reigns and in much better shape. According to backstage sources, WWE is currently trying to recruit Tyrus in hopes of repackaging him with the Dancing Dinosaur gimmick. Ladies and gentlemen, that was our curtain jerk for Kayfabe News.
Tyrus.
On to our mid-card. Some bitch turned lengthwise, removed from candy ass. After foolishly following the advice of his favorite professional wrestler, a Tallahassee man spent several hours in a local hospital where doctors turned a sumbitch lengthwise and removed it from his candy ass. 39-year-old Kevin Drumbowski admits he got a bit carried away when watching a segment on the WWE Network in which wrestler-turned-Hollywood star Dwayne The Rock Johnson provided step-by-step instructions for inserting various objects into one's rectum. During the 1998 in-ring interview, or promo, The Rock said, "Shine it up real nice, turn that some bitch sideways, and stick it straight up your candy ass."
Yes.
Drumbowski, who happened to be holding his television remote control at the time, shined the device with a damp towel, turned that sumbitch sideways, and excruciatingly violated his own backside in unthinking allegiance to his hero.
Yes.
Is that weird? Or is it just me? The remote was no longer shined up real nice when the surgeon removed it from Drumbowski's posterior. The Rock's obsession with anal penetration has yet to be fully explained, though numerous X-rated fan fiction websites explore the topic at great length. And that, ladies and gentlemen, was our mid-card. And now, in our main event, this amazing rookie became number one contender at his very first WWE match. Rookie professional wrestler Sting has achieved nearly the impossible, earned a shot at the WWE World Heavyweight Championship, despite having only wrestled once before. It was announced today that Sting, who lost his WWE debut this past spring, has become the unlikely underdog challenger for Seth Rollins' championship. The plucky upstart might just have enough moxie to topple the champ. Despite his inexperience, Sting competes like a seasoned veteran, said WWE executive Hunter Hearst Helmsley, who easily defeated the newcomer during his debut bout. The kid's got heart.
Huss.
Sting's unprecedented skyrocket to WWE's main event picture has sparked speculation among fans about whether he had any training or wrestling experience prior to joining WWE.
Huss.
One fan in an online wrestling forum, instead, insisted that Sting competed during the past decade in an organization called Total Nonstop Action Wrestling, though the existence of this organization could not be confirmed. It was kind of weird, but I mean, it happened. Ladies and gentlemen, that was our kayfabe news for the evening. Thanks to our friends over at kayfabenews.com. Well, it's still real to them.
Darn it.
We got about 8 minutes left in the program.
Oh.
Why are you... What?
I need to pick me up.
No, you just need to stop doing so many downers.
You're a Debbie Downer.
Stop with the drugs, Draven. Stop with the drugs.
Hugs, not drugs?
Hugs, not drugs. Hugs, not drugs.
What
man.
About druggy hugs?
It depends. Is she hot? Yeah.
Six pack?
Yeah, whatever.
Defendant,
what about
what
Snow
is
White?
You're drinking?
That's tea. Yeah.
Hashtag skiing will send them fleeing.
Skiing will send them fleeing.
Hashtag skiing will send them fleeing. Say it, Mr. Holiday.
No, no, that's not even right. that's not even right, man. What is it again?
Yeah.
Keyboard chant.
How's that go again? No, how is the, what's the hash? Yeah. Yeah. What's the hashtag? Try that one more time.
Skiing will send them fleeing.
Skiing will send them fleeing.
With a hashtag. We got to get a t-shirt.
Is that what it is?
It'd be a good t-shirt.
Okay, well.
Do something big.
Rodder's got a lot of extra time to pick up Jared's kids, cause now his girl's doing what?
Jeez.
Start this over. Come on.
Oh.
Come on. You're fucking my shit up, man. Rodder's got all the time in the world, cause now he's got no girl. He's got all of Jared's kids. He takes all of them in the butt. He can't. Oh, fuck. I'm done. Rodder likes little kids. In the wrong way.
Not even right. Starks, you want a shot at it?
No.
Why? What's the matter, guys?
Well, Draven about covered everything.
Yeah, Draven is Draven's a freestyle man.
Draven's on
he's
fire.
He's got the fresh flows.
All right, well, that's going to about wrap it up for the evening.
Pinch tip.
Yeah, no, take it easy now. Take it easy. What did we learn tonight?
That Rodder likes the crack.
Oh, God. Where do you get this stuff from, man?
The card you gave me to say.
Now we all know that's not true.
You said I break to say Rodder likes the smell of crack.
How did this come about Rodder?
I have no clue. Draven finds something, he sticks to it, and he just keeps going.
I'm like a little kid in that essence.
No, it's kind of, if you go back and watch a promo, it's kind of like when he just doesn't know what to do, he'll resort to a 12-year-old or even younger child, and he'll either repeat after you, or he'll nag you, or he'll stare at you like he's doing now.
I don't believe I'm
Hashtag Rodder Free 2015.
Hashtag
Rodder Free 2015.
Hashtag
Rodder Free 2015. Hashtag Rodder Free 2015.
I have fucking Elvis glaring at me. I have
he's
Draven
laughing.
He's laughing. Is that what it is?
He's laughing at all the Rotter crack jokes.
It's not even funny.
He just likes the way it smells.
You're going to really piss Rotter off and he's going to show up before 2015 is over. I'm just saying.
That's what I'm saying. We
got to
stop.
Yeah, take it easy. Take it easy. All right.
I won't be back for a couple weeks. Everybody will forget by then.
Really? You're not?
My vacation.
Your vacation?
Yeah.
You're leaving? Yeah,
for the rest of the year.
Get the fuck out of here. Anything you guys say before we get out of here, Draven?
Don't die to meet me, children. Live to love me.
Yeah.
Just don't love me like Ryder loves you.
Yeah, come on. Starks, anything you'd like to say before we bounce?
Yeah, I'd like to say don't ever, ever die to meet me. Live the motherfucking love me. Hashtag, hashtag, hashtag these nuts. Hashtag skiing will send them fleeing.
Don't like me.
Bitch, I don't like
ridiculous. Ladies and gentlemen, until next week.
Hashtag.
I'm Max Holiday. That's Johnny Draven.
Skiing will send them fleeing.
Are we going to be here Thursday?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to be
maybe
not
I'll do,
skiing.
Maybe I'll do a Thunder with some special guests. Maybe. Goodbye. Goodbye.
On the mountainside.
See you guys next week.
Hello, kids. This is great. And when I'm not trying to push old ladies in traffic, and when I'm not grinding up my competition, I'm listening to the Hot Pod.
This show is awful,
terrible,
disgusting.
See you next week.
Of course.
I wouldn't believe it if I hadn't watched it.
Believe what?
I don't know. I wasn't watching.
Oh! I didn't like it.
What do the avocado think? I can't believe those rats were responsible for this show.
What? They were responsible for the bubonic plague.
Hey, you old fool. You slept through the show.
Who's a fool? You watched it.
Back, Betty. Bam, lamb. Whoa.
What show would you call that?
Frankly, I'd call it quits.
Quit! Quit!
Oh!
That's a show scandal.
Good
night.
So long. Something wonderful happens.
What?
It ends.